The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen faces a no-confidence vote in the European Parliament today, a vote she's expected to survive, but a bad look for a president already fighting to deliver a trade deal with the United States. Now, to tell us more about this vote and why it was put down in the Commission President, I'm joined by our reporter Tanya Royt, who's in Strasbourg this morning. Good morning, Tanya. Why is there a vote of no confidence in the President of the European Commission?
Yes, so it's officially called a motion of censure, and it's the Parliament's right to dismiss the whole of the Commission, and it's described by the Parliament itself as a nuclear option. It's the first time it's been launched since 2014, and it's a serious political pressure on Ursula von der Leyen and her Commission. It was triggered by a right-wing Romanian MEP, and it's mostly focused. He managed to gather 77 signatures to launch this motion of censure, and it's focused on Ursula von der Leyen text messages with the president of Pfizer at the height of the pandemic that were reportedly used to negotiate a multi-billion euro vaccine contract, though the European Commission denied that they were important and they were merely used to speed up the process and they were boring, and they were denied to make them available to journalists when they request them. A ruling of a EU court in May said the Commission was wrong to deny access to those messages. So basically, that group of MEPs arguing that Ursula von der Leyen acted without transparency. Mm-hmm. Now, the president defended her position and accused those behind the motion of being an extremist and acting for the Kremlin, being Putin's puppets and trying to divide the pro-democratic and pro-European forces in the parliament. She also defended her management of the pandemic, her response to that crisis, saying that the procurement of vaccines at the time was transparent and all 27 member states were given the choice whether to buy them. She also celebrated the development of the vaccine in such record time, saying that was the Europe of solidarity that the group that is behind the motion, or as she put it, the extremists in Europe, hate.
She has come out fighting and she is expected to win this vote and win it handsomely enough by over the two-thirds that she needs of the 720-seat parliament. She has her critics, though, Tanya, and critics on a range of issues now, like Gaza.
Yes, exactly. So the vote is seen as largely symbolic because the centrist groups that hold the majority, that her EPP party is in alliance with, they said that they will not support the vote. However, the debate on Monday ahead of the vote demonstrated and exposed how much discontent, how much frustration there is in the parliament with about von der Leyen's policies and her conduct since her re-election last year and before that. Europeans, liberals, socialists and democrats, the Greens, used this opportunity to show this frustration and tell directly to Ursula von der Leyen, who descended on the parliament on Monday with her whole college, 26 other commissioners, that she should choose basically who mm-hmm. she really allies with. They're mostly disappointed with her decision to withdraw the law fighting corporate greenwashing after conservative lawmakers criticized it, sent her a letter to do so. So there were a lot of strong words, a lot of disappointment. The other point of discontent is that Ursula von der Leyen's decision to fund defense, to start a new 8 billion euro package on defense using the Article 122, which is usually used in exceptional occurrences and doesn't need approval of the European Parliament. So there are also calls, there are also voices against Ursula von der Leyen move to defend.
Tanya, very briefly, what are the Irish MEPs doing? Are they supporting her or are they abstaining?
Yes, so among Irish MEPs, there's hardly any support for the instigators of the motion. In fact, there's been a lot of calling them fascists and neo-fascists and saying that we have nothing to do with them. But there's also enough criticism for Ursula von der Leyen and her leadership. So basically, the Fine Gael delegation in the European People's Party that will be rejecting the motion, they urged other Irish MEPs mm-hmm. to do the same. In the Renew group, which is in alliance with Ursula von der Leyen's party, Barry Andrews said he will be abstaining. He doesn't support the instigators. He indeed called them fascists. he says that Ursula von der Leyen utters silence on the ongoing genocide mm-hmm. in Gaza doesn't allow him to vote for her. He will be abstaining.
All right. Tanya Reut, more from you on that story throughout the day. Thank you very much. 24 minutes past seven.